Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Tes. After the Mishnah brings the halacha about counting guests, a halacha is taught that lots were drawn among the Kohanim for the Korbanos, which is explained by Rabbi Yaakov in the Gemara on today's daf and Amud Beis is excluding when Yom Tov falls during a weekday. The regular weekday Korbanos is not subject to a lottery. Once the Gemara is on the topic of quoting Rabbi Yaakov, we have another unrelated teaching from Rabbi Yaakov. Comes to Gemara and says, Kol Shechavero Nenash Al Yado, person who is punished through something that their friend did to them, cursed them, etc. In machnisin asobe machitzaso shakosh baruch. This person who caused the individual to be punished by them, through them, this individual doesn't get to go into the machitza of a kadosh baruch, the dwelling with a kadosh baruch, the connection to kadosh baruch. So after a few sources for this concept are rejected, a pasuk in Mishlei, Perkei Zayin Pasuk Chavav is brought. The pasuk says, "Gam anosh sad latzadik lo tov." Punishment is also not good for the righteous. And the drasha is that the words lo tov can refer to nothing other than evil. And the pasuk in Tehillim, Perkei, pasuk says, "Ki lo el chafet resha ata." You're not a god that desires wickedness. Lo yigurcha ra, evil will not dwell with you. Which means that a kadosh baruch hu is a tzaddik, and evil will not dwell with him. In other words, even a tzaddik who punishes somebody else is called evil and won't dwell in Hashem's mechitza. So there's a parallel Gemara, Maseches Baba Basra and Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that reports that Rav Ada Bar Ahava died, and no less than five Amoraim, some of the major Amoraim, Rav Abai and others said, because Rav Ada was punished because of actions they took towards him, So that's the reason why he died. So Tosos on the spot notes that these chachamim were invoking our gemara. So there's a powerful musar in this concept for all of us. Sefer Vaharev Na Chelik Beis page Reshit Tes. Rav Silberstein responded to someone who asked him regarding the paragraph we say before Kriya Shema Shalemita. We make a statement before we go to bed. Hareini mochel v'salech l'chol misha hichis v'hikni toti. We ask forgiveness, we ask an open-ended mechila from anyone who angered me. We should go to bed without feelings in our heart of anger towards people that maybe insulted us during the day, made us angry during the day, or said something, or sinned against us. And we have to finish the day with giving mechila. So we make this open declaration of mechila. It's a beautiful tefillah. The person in question had been deeply hurt by his friend, and he was having trouble forgiving and letting go, so he felt like he was lying when saying these words, and maybe he shouldn't say l'chol mi shichnisoti. Maybe he should add everybody except for so and so, who I'm having trouble forgiving. Zilberstein responded that he should not skip this, and he should make a real effort to request mechila. So this is exactly what Hashem's ratzon is, what Hashem wants. As we say in our tefillah, "Benafshi kafar l'chol tia," and our Gemara serves as a warning how this can impact a person, and chas v'shalom bring punishment on a person. So saying it works, and we don't concern ourselves with dvarim shabalev and dvarim. No, it's not true. Rishol Salanter famously once said, "Mechila lotzricha kinyan." That's why we say, the person says it, you say those words, giving mechila, it has an impact. The mechila works. An incredible story is shared about a man who was deeply insulted by someone, and after a few days, this person sent a note asking mechila. So the man was still enraged and wanted to tear up the note. His wife told him not to do so and advised him to put the note into his siddur when he would get up to Slach Lanu in the Shemona Esrei, asking Hashem for forgiveness. Take out the note, hold it in front of you, and say in your heart, "It's hard for me to forgive this person, but I'm overcoming this and forgiving with a full heart. Now I turn to you, Kosh Baruch Hu, ask for forgiveness for my own sins, my own mistakes." And this approach was Baruch Hashem successful.